And Andrew, thanks so much for doing this. How you, hey, let me ask you this. Are they talking to you yet?
Yeah, thankfully that the freeze out lasted, I think, about 2.5 days. So okay. We're all good. Everybody's happy. Everybody's feeling good. I think Madison Bumgarner said of Yasiel Puig that friendship probably isn't in the cards for them. Well, I don't know if friendship is in the cards for me and Sergio Romo, but everything's good. We're good.
What are you expecting tonight? We were talking a little bit about the Giants and Pirates, and I was just making the point, and I've known you for a while, and I mean, we've seen the Giants play an awful lot. They just know how to do this, don't they? They know how to win these games.
Well, first of all, I'll start with last night. We closed down two bars watching the end of the A's Royals game.
So things haven't changed.
Mm-hmm. I came up with Yost, you only sacrifice twice is my acronym for him. So, as much as you kind of hope that you have a game like that, you know as well as I do, when you're in the press box, that is the last thing you want is a game like that that's going to make you rewrite 8 times. So
right.
Hopefully we have an exciting game with maybe a few less lead changes and we all get out of there. But this is going to be exciting because, as you mentioned, the Giants have – they won 6 elimination games in 2012, but none of them were coming in, basically where the other team had given up a lead or it was a scenario or a situation where, maybe a team got overconfident because they raced out in front in the series. This is both teams entering with the claws and fangs bared here. They both know their lives are on the line, and the Pirates have the experience of playing in this game last year and winning it, beating Johnny Cueto. So, we're waiting on the Giants roster. I think it's coming out right now, in fact. And so, it's going to be exciting. And to your point about Russell Martin, I heard you just as I was on hold there. I actually made a change in my NL MVP ballot, and I can't really tell you what my ballot is, but I had submitted it. And after I was doing some research on Russell Martin, I wrote a piece, you can find it on CSN Bay Area, about how Russell Martin influenced Buster Posey becoming a Giant and the link between those two guys. It's kind of an interesting story that I'll let you find out for yourself. But going in and looking at his numbers, he was 42 plate appearances away from qualifying. And if he qualifies, he and McCutchen are the only guys with a 400 OBP in the National League.
Wow.
He had 360 with runners in runners in scoring position. And of course, threw up 37 runners more than any other catcher in baseball. The only guy with a better caught stealing percentage to start 100 games was Yadier Molina, who's in a class by himself. So I actually took my ballot and I redid it, and I had somebody else 10th, and I took him out and I put Russell Martin in. I said he's got to be on my ballot. So I've never done that before, and hopefully they get the change.
Yeah, Andrew, do stats mean anything leading up to this game? Because Hunter Pence has been struggling. Pablo Sandoval has been struggling. How do the Giants score enough runs in this game to win? Because if you're a Pirates player and a fan, you don't want Buster Posey to beat you. So how do the Giants beat the Pirates?
Well, I think actually, even though Sandoval and Pence have been struggling a little bit, in September, you look at what they're able to do with maybe swinging at bad balls. I think I saw a Fangraphs piece, and I love these pieces. It shows the GIFs or GIFs of, the home run that left the bat the fastest and the one on the fastest fastball and the highest pitch and the lowest pitch. Well, Pence hit a homer on the highest pitch anybody in baseball hit all year, and Sandoval hit a homer on the lowest pitch anybody hit all year.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are dangerous in the postseason because, there's no set way you can pitch him that's sort of a fail-safe. Where maybe you can just challenge them in one area and let them get themselves out, and if not, put them on base. These guys can hurt you. And then you've got Buster Posey in the middle, and he had a great September, even though he's had a little bit of a back injury here late. So, I think it's an offense that can, sort of bull rush you, even though, maybe you look at their overall aggregate numbers and they don't jump off the page.
Andrew Baggerly of CSN Bay Area joins us on Baseball Central at noon. How different or similar is this Giants team from the last World Series champion?
I think it's different insofar as the rotation has a lot more cracks. I mean, if you had told me in spring training, Matt Cain's going to have elbow surgery and he won't throw a pitch after the All-Star break, I'd say, well, that's so much for the even year Giants win the World Series thing we've got going on. But, you know, they've got Jake Peavy, and he's been tremendous. He's been probably the best pitching acquisition, better than even Price or Samardzija or Lester when you look at the ERA and what the teams have done in his starts. And he's the guy, as long as they don't need to use him today, and we'll find out if he's even on the roster, he's the guy who would line up against the Nats in game one of the NLDS. But, you know, Tim Hudson was fantastic in the first half, and he's definitely run out of gas a little bit here in the second half. But now he's got a good, you know, week or two of rest, so maybe he's got one more good one in him. You know, Lincecum has not quite figured it out. They know he's going to be a bullpen guy in the postseason, but, you know, apart from an outing here or there, and certainly his no-hitter against the Padres, he's really been out of his delivery, so it's hard to bank on him. There's just a lot more question marks in the pitching staff, and it really has been two different teams this year. The team that started 42-21 and had a 10-game lead in the division, and then the team that played, you know, what was it, 800 or .500 the rest of the way. So, and then they added Joe Panik, they added Andrew Susak, a lot of rookies, and Bruce Bochy. The one knock on him is that he doesn't trust young players, and here he's kind of reshaping that a little bit. He really is trusting some of these guys, and maybe they weren't their first option. Hell, they even tried Dan Uggla for 3 days. But, you know, Panik has been fantastic at 305 as a rookie, shows no fear. I don't think these guys are going to recoil from the moment. And then, of course, Bumgarner has been one of the best pitchers in the National League, and they've got a lot of faith in him. So a different team, and they took a different tack this year because they were just so up and down. But they've been able to weather the storm, and I think Bochy said it pretty well when he said these guys fight as well as any group that he's managed in terms of being focused forward through this stuff. So, you know, we'll see how far that carries them tonight.
Yeah, Andrew, how does Bruce Bochy go about this game tonight with, I think, with the question marks at the closer role in the back end of the bullpen? Is he going to take what I'm getting at? Is he going to take Bumgarner as far as he's going to take him, or is he going to have a short leash with him today?
Well, you know, it's funny. I asked him that exact question in the session there yesterday. I said, he's your guy. You've got faith in him. At the same time, you're managing for your life. It's one game. If he gets in trouble early, how patient are you willing to be, knowing that you have other options on your roster? And basically, he gave what I thought was a pretty perfect answer. He said, you know, we do trust him, but we're going to look at the stuff. We know the player. We're going to, you know, look at just how he's performing and how he's doing. And if they feel like he can rebound, then they'll keep him out there. And if they make the evaluation in that moment and those circumstances, that the best move is going to be to operate with a little more sense of urgency and make a change, and they would do that too. So, you know, I think they're going to let the game dictate, and that's what a manager should do. Not have any preconceived notions. You know, put your best guys out there that you can cover every eventuality. And you know what, we've seen crazy stuff happen in the first game of the NLDS against the Reds in 2012. Cueto, I think, threw six or eight pitches, tweaked his groin, and he was out of it. So that's why, you know, maybe you have a PB on the roster. You don't want to use him, but you know you've got to cover yourself. So. You know, I think you're going to see Bochy manage with that sense of urgency, do whatever he has to do to get past today, because if you don't do that, there's no tomorrow.
Andrew, who's going to be this year's Marco Scudero or Angel Pagan? I mean, the guy that just kind of surprises you during the playoffs. The Giants always seem to have that guy that just kind of steps up. Do you have any idea who it might be?
Yeah. Well, you've got Travis Ishikawa, who was the Pirates' opening day first baseman, and he's going to be their starting left fielder tonight, even though until a month ago he'd never played a major league inning in left field. So that's kind of surprising already, and maybe he can wear the Cody Ross mantle. But you know, I would pick Panik. I think he's a guy who can put the ball in play, make things happen, really good bat control. He's got a good eye at the plate. You know, and he's a rookie, so I think that anything he does to contribute will be kind of a mild surprise because a lot of the country doesn't know his name. So you could start there with him. You know what? There's another guy that you don't see coming, Hunter Strickland. And I wrote a piece about Strickland and John Holtzcombe of the Pirates. Both of these guys took very different roads. You know, one guy was in indie ball. The other guy was rehabbing from Tommy John at the start of the year. They're blowing doors off, both these guys. And Strickland especially is going to be the Giants' closer at some point in the near term. Santiago Casillas thrown the ball very well, and I think he's still the guy in the ninth inning. But you're going to hear a lot about Hunter Strickland. This guy has attitude. He's like a calm, sane version of Brian Wilson with all the intensity. It's kind of like Brian Wilson and Rob Nen put together without a beard or anything like that.
The machine, and he doesn't have a machine like Brian Wilson did, does he?
Well, I'm not going to rule it out. I can't say I know him that well. He's only a rookie, so I don't know what he does in his spare time. But Hunter Strickland, keep an eye on this guy.
Mr. Baggerly, I appreciate you doing this. Say hello to Mr. Shulman for me.
Thanks, Andy.
I sure will. I'll see him soon enough.